a coalition of environmental and native groups has sued against federal action on a plan by the Enbridge Corporation. The firm wants to nearly double the capacity of its Alberta Clipper pipeline that carries Canadian tar sands oil across Minnesota to Superior. Winona LaDuke is with Honor the Earth and is a member of the White Earth Nation. She says for Lake Superior's sake, the State Department should not have given the project temporary approval before the completion of a more comprehensive environmental review.
You know, the Enbridge company is proposing to bring a lot of oil across the north. There's no cumulative environmental impact statement, and there's no assessment of what happens to all that oil when it hits Superior. All of those are international issues because Superior is also not wholly owned by the United States. You know, so these questions and the need to actually do a complete process is really the only fair way that this can get resolved.
LaDuke says several other pipelines already affect various Native American reservations in northern Minnesota. The Enbridge Corporation says it believes the State Department acted lawfully with its temporary approval of the increased oil flow. The firm says the way it shifted some of the oil into another pipe at the U.S.-Canadian border is allowed under an existing permit. The State Department is still looking at the longer-term plan. The department is not commenting on the lawsuit. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.